by and the clock's still ticking. Can barely move cause I've just been sitting here.
We are flowers, wanting flowers.
I'm a white trash girl from the wrong side of town.
No one's ever been in love with me. No one's left me to return me bawling.
Take the time to understand the way I feel inside.
Welcome to This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. As the old year becomes new, we recall how queer music reflected some very queer times during the past 12 months. There'll be no news wrap this week or next, but along with hundreds of loving same-gender couples in the UK, Elton John and David Furnish have civilized their partnership. We're tracking other events in or affecting LGBT communities around the world to bring you up to date when NewsWrap returns in 2 weeks. And now, with the first of our two traditional holiday season specials, here are Chris Wilson and J.D. Doyle, orchestrated by technical guru Christopher David Trentum, with their Audiophile 2005 Year in Review.
Well, I can be sweet, put my arm around you. Wouldn't that be neat? Wouldn't that be neat? I'll take you to dinner, wherever you wanna dine. We could be serene. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. You can help me if you want me. Help me if you please. Help me.
Eric Hyman is just one of the wonderful out gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered musicians who painted a rich mosaic of our life and times in 2005. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
I'm J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to our special Year in Review expanded edition of Audiophile. The wide variety of musicians and musical styles we featured in 2005 made the task of choosing just a few a daunting one. But after much deliberation, we are very pleased to present to you 8 of our favorites.
Eric Hyman's 2005 offering is his 4th solo album. It's called Dark Horse, and we love the energy of this album. His rockers have enough edge to surprise, his ballads really have something to say, and he even includes a little humor.
Bobby was taught long ago, be the one who comes to wear rescue.
Find out more about Eric Hyman and Dark Horse at www.erichhyman.com.
There's a big storm coming. Of this I've no doubt. That storm's gonna blow your little world inside out. When the wild winds let up, when the violence wanes, you'll think of me then. When you're watching it rain,
The fourth album by Mary Gaucher is called Mercy Now. Its songs, termed country noir by one reviewer, bring us a dark and mournful eloquence.
That eloquence is guided by her mastery of image and her ability to find just the right words to bring it all together.
Yeah, we all could use a little mercy now. I know we don't deserve it, but we need it anyhow. We hang in the balance, dangle between hell and hallowed ground. And every single one of us could use some mercy now. Every single one of us could use some mercy now. Every single one of us could use some mercy now.
Find out more about the album Mercy Now by Mary Gaucher at www.marygaucher.com. That's www.marygaucher.com.
From Rochester, New York, Ben Schaefer brought us his debut album called The Upstairs Choir. In it, he shares some interesting commentary on the gay world around him.
It started off in the park. Aggressive man in the bars. Now he's got them on both ends of the line. Dancing on a Saturday night, he's got his prey in sight. Pulls him in, puts his hands down the pants of a man he just met. How about that? And he says, oh God, I haven't found a place just yet. God says, well, boy, one chance is all you get.
Schaefer's album is not just acoustic folk, as it includes a variety of instrumentation that he wraps around very intriguing lyrics.
Good friend came to visit me north of Amsterdam. Brought with him a little toy train. Thought nothing of that, took me by the hand. Thought I needed a man with a strong stance. Didn't know I've swallowed many soldiers whole. But there are still times when I wish I'd stayed. Especially when he's floating down that great northern parade. So I bought me some land out in Tennessee, looking for some solid ground.
You can learn more about the album The Upstairs Choir by Ben Schaefer at www.benschaefer.com. That's www.benschaefer.com.
2005 saw the release of the second album by New York City singer-songwriter Nadine Goldner called Sing It To Me Anyway.
3 days go by and the clock's still ticking. Got nothing to say cause I've just been sitting here waiting for someone to tell me why. Waiting for the world to pass me by now. 3 days go by and the clock's still ticking. Can barely move cause I've just been sitting here waiting for someone. It's Monday morning in my neighborhood. Girl is crying, she don't look so good. And the scars on her face, you can read the words her man spoke the night before. Well, outside my window, he was calling her name. Outside my window, she said, no, baby, please don't. That day, I just kept walking like I'd never heard her before. 3 blocks over, 2 more down. Drugs changing hands round and round. They're starting out younger with each passing day. Well, down on the corner, the sales are high. Down on the corner, now the babies are trying. It's been a week since I've seen a clear pair of eyes.
Nadine's CD delightfully showcases her unique acoustic-driven blend of scat, soul, and jazz.
She's up in the morning before anyone makes a sound. And the sunlight shines on her so bright. And I can hardly remember a day when things didn't start off this way. Sarah, what have you done? Oh, my she's running and running as fast as she can. And I do my best to not fall far behind. Oh, cause she makes me wanna sing. Fly high like I got 2 wings. That'll carry me on home. A home to Sarah.
Find out more about Nadine Goldner and her album Sing It To Me Anyway at www.nadinegoldner.com. That's www.nadinegoldner.com. You're listening to the Audiophile 2005 Year in Review here on This Way Out, the International Gay and Lesbian Radio Magazine. I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. The Waiting Room is the title of the third album by Julie Lloyd. And in it, she continues her blend of folk and energetic pop.
We are 10 million women waiting for someone to ask us to dance. We are crossing our fingers, we are flowers, wanting flowers. Garden at the edge of the room. We are fragile and clumsy. We are brilliant and thundering. We are
Julie's lyrics reach your mind while her gutsy guitar playing grabs you for the ride.
There was a little dive on King Street. There was a table by the wall. I clutched my drink and tried to think of something that meant anything at all. Thought about how you decided we'd never promise any more than right now. And I agree, 'cause I believed nothing in this world could ever tear me down. More than I meant to, I gave myself away. I told myself I had nothing to give, but I did more than I meant to.
You can learn more about the album The Waiting Room by Julie Lloyd at www.julieloyd.com. That's www.julieloyd.com.
The prolific Candy Kane brought us White Trash Girl, her seventh album. And once again, she proves her talent is as big as her voice.
I'm a white trash girl from the wrong side of town. I live alone.
The album has a variety of styles, including boogie, gospel, jump swing, blues, and ballads. And like her previous records, her lyrics put her on the record about being openly bisexual.
She had the cutest Mona Lisa smile. I thought I had the time to try and make her mine. Something about her I just can't explain. Like a faded dream, don't even know her name. She seemed to be a long lost friend, and when she took my hand, I thought that I was in. She was sitting there all alone. She said, just take me home, and then she was gone. What happened to the girl I met here? Since I saw her, I can't forget her. What happened to the girl I met here? What happened to the girl?
Find out more about the album White Trash Girl by Candy Kane at www.candykane.com. That's www.candykane.com.
Chicago artist Scott Free, with a bit of tongue-in-cheek, has called his latest album They Call Me Mr. Free.
No one's ever been in love with me. No one's ever sent bouquets of flowers, counted the hours to be in my company. No one's ever been in love with me. No one's ever cared and been sincere. No one's ever kissed to call me nothing. Hands me nothing, slipping in my ear. No one's ever cared, it's been sincere.
I've been falling for you, and I feel when I look deep in your eyes. The feeling is mutual. up there. Oh, no one's ever wanted to be near me, to disappear before it even starts. No one's ever given up there.
The CD covers a lot of territory, both musically and lyrically, and in addition to dealing with matters of the heart, it's also full of politics and protest.
This great nation has shown itself in all the glory. Up on high flies the troops and tenants of this land, built a fortress upon the wisdom of the mighty. We must fight for the principles for which she stands. Gay shouldn't be allowed to marry, lady shouldn't be allowed to vote, Negro shouldn't be allowed to be free, shouldn't be. Gay shouldn't be allowed to marry, and a lady shouldn't be allowed to vote, Negro shouldn't be allowed to be free, shouldn't be. Fields of battle, our spies and stripes will wait forever. We the people will triumph with God on our side. Hail to victory, the treasonous shall soon surrender. Sing her praises and shout her solemn pledge with pride. Gay shouldn't be allowed to marry, and lady shouldn't be allowed to vote, Negro shouldn't be allowed to be free, shouldn't be. Gay shouldn't be allowed to marry, and lady shouldn't be allowed to vote, Negro shouldn't be allowed to be free, shouldn't be.
Find out more about Scott Free and his album They Call Me Mr. Free at www.scottfree.net.
RuPaul came back with her first album in several years and called it Red Hot.
I see you look at me and judge me with your eyes. Your words are meant to hurt and cut me down to size. Why must I explain to you? He loves me, I love him too. What on earth has that to do with you? So you criticize, do you? And you will see that love is blind. Take the time to understand the way I feel inside. Like a river, it must flow. Love will choose the way it goes. In your heart of hearts, I think you know. 'Cause if you ever love, then you know that love's heaven sent down from above. Sent down from above. Do you give a gift? And he holds my hand. All the love we share between us. Oh.
She continues to bring us irresistible dance music, but this time it's both more personal and political.
How do I look?
Find out more about RuPaul and the album Red Hot at www.rupaul.com.
And that's it for this special Year in Review edition of Audiophile. We would like to thank our co-producer, Christopher David Trentum, for helping to make Audiophile possible.
You can write to us at Post Office Box 66648, Houston, Texas 77006, or by visiting our website at www.audiofile.org. That's www.audiofile.org.
Audiofile is produced by J.D. Doyle, Chris Wilson, and Christopher David Trentum. I'm J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.
Touch this skin, honey. Touch all of this skin, darling. You can't take it. You're just an overgrown orangutan.
So what were the best gay and lesbian films of 2005? Hi, I'm Steve Pride.
After my operation, I will be a woman.
Summer, I was 8 years old. 5 hours disappeared from my life.
The bottom line is, we're around each other and this thing grabs hold of us again.
On the night of November 14th, two men broke into a quiet farmhouse in Kansas and murdered an entire family.
Join me on the next This Way Out, when we'll take a special look at Pride on Screen in 2005.
Thanks for tuning in to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. This week, Chris Wilson, J.D. Doyle, and Christopher David Prentum brought us their Audiofile 2005 Year in Review, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. Please join us next time for the second of our two traditional holiday season specials, Pride on Screen 2005. Remember, you can listen online to This Way Out exclusively on Planet Out. There's a link at our website, thiswayout.org. Some This Way Out operating expenses are funded by direct charitable donations from our listeners. Thank you. Log on to thiswayout.org to find out how you can help keep This Way Out on the air, to sign up for our weekly emailed program information messages, and or our monthly This Way Out updates. Email tworadio@aol.com. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 38327, Los Angeles, California 90038, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and the entire This Way Out family, I'm Greg Gordon. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening in Europe, Asia Pacific, and Africa Middle East regions on the World Radio Network, across the U.S. through distribution on the Public Radio Satellite System and Pacifica Radio's KU satellite, in Australia via ComradeSat, on shortwave station Radio for Peace International, and on more than 150 local stations around the world, including this community radio station. Make a resolution to stay tuned.